Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Zayin, and we're holding at the very top of the Amud a brand new Mishnah. We started off our perek, a person who sells a bias. What is included and what is not included. Now our Mishnah talks about a person who sells a chotzer. What is included and what is not included. Izok the Mishnah. A moiches a chotzer. Person sells a courtyard. He didn't just mean the courtyard. He meant as well the structures and the things in the courtyard. Mocherbatim, boirois, shichim, humaorois. Obviously we're talking about those things that belong to him. If you have a chotzer that has five or six batim, which are all attached to the chotzer, but he only owns one of them or two of them, obviously he can only sell what belongs to him. But whatever he sells in the chotzer, he meant to part with the chotzer, so to speak. He meant to part with the chotzer, and therefore he sold the chotzer together with the batim and the boirois and the shichen and the maoreis. All of those are sold. Avaloyes a metaltlin, but not metaltlin. Such as what we had in the previous Mishnayos, if he had various metaltlin in his home, which are not attached to the ground, which can be removed, the metaltlin, those are not included. However, not only the chotzer, which includes the batim, boirois, shichen, maoreis, but he said everything and everything, everything is sold, but once again, even though we say everything, it's got to be tashmishei habayis. For instance, Rishbam says, what happens if this person happens to have chitim musa'oirim? He has a pantry full of wonderful things, bottles and cans and all the rest of those types of things that you would keep in your kitchen pantry. Just because a person sold his house and the chotzer doesn't mean that he sold those food items. And the same thing would apply to personal effects. If a person has clothing, those are not sold as part of the chotzer. So the metaltlin that we're talking about, hu v'chol mash v'soichoi, means those types of metaltlin which are relevant to the living in the home. Tashmishi abayis. Benkach u benkach, whether or not he said hu v'chol mash v'soichoi, regardless, loy mocha loy samerchas v'loy es beis habad shebesoicha. If you're talking about a merchat and beis habad, those were not included. Presumably the reason why those are not included is because these are commercial enterprises, so to speak. And therefore when he sold them the chotzer, he meant for residential purposes. But a merchot, normally most merchots in the good old days were public bathhouses. They didn't have, like we have today, private bathrooms in each home. And the same thing in Beis Abad, that's an Aleph press. Once again, this is more for the public. Those were not sold, those were not included as part of the chotzer. Reb Lezer Oimer, Hamoiches a Chotzer Leimacher Ela Avira Shel Chotzer. Reb Lezer takes a much more strict approach, and he says, you're selling a Chotzer, you're selling the open space in the Chotzer. This doesn't mean the air rights in the Chotzer, it means the open spaces. Meaning, you do not include any physical structures, you don't go and include Boyde Shechen Amorais, you just include the open space in the chotzer that belongs to you, but it doesn't include any of the existing structures. Zuki Mar, Tan Rabban, Hamoyches a chotzer. Person who sells a chotzer, mocher batim chatzichitzoinim, ubotim hapinim. First he went and he sells the outer houses and the inner houses, meaning, in case he has two houses which are adjacent to one another, so much so that you cannot get into the inner house without first going through the outer house, what they used to call such railroad houses. Anyway, those are all included. Ubeis hachultzois. Those are also included. What's a beis hachultzois? So for Rishbam, the word chultzois comes from the word choil. Choil, of course, means sand. What means a house of sand? This is very, very special and precious sand from which you can go and manufacture glass. Oh, whoa, this is an Agantza glass factory. This glass factory is also included such a beis hachultzois. Rishbam says, Pirsh Rabbeinu Chananel, Karkash afore choil, shemoitzien mimenu schuches. You can go make glass out of it. Also included. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara, Shedvait in the Braisa, Chanuyes psuchos lesoicha, nimkores ima. What happens if the Baal HaChotzer also has a chanut? Chanut is a store. It depends where the opening to the store is. If the store door opens up into that common courtyard, then it is included, considered to be an essential part of this chatzah. However, if this store is situated in the chatzah, however, the Pesach goes out of the chatzer into another chatzer, or into a mavoi, onto shusarabim. It's not pesuach into this chatzer itself. Presumably, therefore, most of the foot traffic coming and going is not from this chatzer. Einem karsima, then it is not included within this chatzer. However, what happens if it's psuchas lekan lekan? It's a rather large store, and therefore it has doorways, entrances, both to this chatzer and outside the chatzer. What happens now? In such a case, Hari Elu Nimkaris Ima. It's not Elu the Elu. Hari Elu Nimkaris Ima. Then those types of chanuyas, which are psuchas, the kan lekan, are included. The Gemara is going to ask Akash on that in another moment, but so far that's what we have. Reb Lezer Oyme, this is the same Reb Lezer as our Mishnah. So, Reb Lezer, Hamoiches Achotzer Lemocha El Milusa Shel Chotzer. I'm not sure what the derivation of the word Milusa is, but Rashbam says Milusa means Avira. So just like we had in the Mishnah, you only sold the Avira. Here the Gemara says you only sold the Avira. It doesn't mean that you sold the ear. It means just the open areas, the open spaces in this Chotzer.
That's the big differentiation between the air rights. So use a different term.
Kanzai, it's the same Reb Lezer, but the point is, we don't mean air rights in the traditional sense of air rights. It means that he did not sell any structures with this chotzer, just the open space in the chotzer. Omamat, psuchus lekan lekan nimkores ima. For Tony Reb Chia, ein nimkores ima. We spoke about these chanuyos that have doorways, entrances, both into the Mavi, as well as outside of the Mavi. So according to the Breitzer, which we just had, then it is Nimkaris Ima. According to the Brisa Reb Chiya, it's not Nimkaris Ima. Are you going to say that it's a Machloikis? It's a Machloikis. Machloikis. Ha deroiv tashmishayu. Legav ha deroiv tashmishayu lebar. Where does most of the business come from? Presumably, where does most of the foot traffic come from? Is it local within the chotzer itself? Or is most of the business from outside the chotzer? So, depending if it's within the chotzer, then this Chonus is considered to be part of the chatzer and it's sold together with the chatzer. If, however, the doorway and the roiv hatashmish is to the outside, even though it's psuchos lekan ulekan, but most of the business conducted by this chanus is to outside the chatzer, then it's not considered to be part of the chatzer, and then ein nimkorois ima. Reb Lezer Oymer, amoiches chatzer limachar el avir shel chatzer. We have now the Gemara three times the Rabbah, but Maseiros Shas changes it each time to Rava. Is Omer Rava idi omale dirta de kuli omale pligi de bati mashma ki pligi di omale darta. Oh, so the Gemara is telling us that there are two Aramaic words. One is a dirta and one is darta, and the two are not the same, at least according to one man yama. What does dirta mean? Meaning, if instead of saying a moichas a chotzer, I'm selling you my chotzer, I'm selling you my dirta, that includes batim, because the word dirta, explains Reshbam, comes from the word dira or modar, which means to reside, to live, adira. So therefore that would include batim, not only the chatzir itself. That according to everybody. Keep ligi with the machlokes in our mission that Reb Lezer says, limachar el avira. Keep ligi the omale darta. Oh, the word darta is not the same as the word dirta. Rather, what does it mean? Marasav tarbitza masha. One man Yama says that the word darta means tarbitza. What means tarbitza? Says Rishbam. Again, that means avir. That he only sold him the avir of the chotzer. He didn't sell him any physical structures in the chotzer. Or marasav bati mashma. That the word darta is just like the word dirta, and they both mean bata. According to this pshat, says Rishbam, the machloikis has nothing to do with the word chotzer. If a person sells only chotzer and he uses the word chotzer, he doesn't use the word dirta, he doesn't use the word darta, but he uses the lashon chotzer, then he only means the chotzer, and the batim are not included whatsoever. Even though our mishnah begins a meichres a chotzer, mocher batim, says the Rishbam, according to this first lashon of Rava which we just had, if a person uses the term chotzer, only the Avishal Chatzer, not the Batim, not the Boiris, not the Shechem, not the Marish, garnished, mid garnished. Our Mishnah says it is a machloik as a Gabi Chatzer. Says the Rishbam, according to Rava's Pshat, according to this first version, what the Mishnah means to say, a person who sells a chotzer and uses the popular Aramaic term darta, says the Tanakama, you get the batim included. Says the Blazer, there's no difference between chotzer and darta, you don't get the batim, you only get the other. Yes, what did you want to ask, Barry?
You're answering my question.
Okay, but that's the way Rishbam says very, very clearly, even though that's certainly not the Poshib shot in our Mishnah. We want to take a quick look at the Rishbam. Rabbanan Savri Bati Mashma. It's about halfway down the Rishbam, towards the end of the line. Rabbanan Savri Bati Mashma, says Rishbam, Didarta, Vidirta, Achasem, Shneim Loshen Dirahim. According to the Tanakama, Dirta and Darta are exactly the same. There's no difference about Dira, and therefore Batim are included. But now the key. Ulahach Lishnakama Dirav, according to this first Loshen, Mashma, if he uses the expression chotzer, nishka darta, nishka dirta, chotzer, hakol moyim v'imachar el avir shel chotzer, everybody would agree that only avir is sold. Umasnis and hochik tani. How are you going to learn the Mishnah? After all, the Mishnah says a moyichar es a chotzer, zokta tana kama mocher batim. And you're telling me that according to this lashon, if you use the term chotzer, everybody agrees only avira. Zokta Rishbam, umasis and hochik tani. Hamoicher, chotzer. If a person sells a chotzer, but he doesn't call it chotzer, he sells it by using oisei lashon shiragilin likroisoi, the hainu darta. In other words, we have to add a parenthetical in the Mishnah. Hamoicher is a chotzer, parentheses. I didn't use the word chotzer. I used the word darta. Mocher is a batim. The place only mocher is a chotzer. Afilu b'loshen darta li mocher lavir shul chotzer. However, if he uses the loshen chotzer alone, zok reshbam, hakol moidim, he only sold the avir shul chotzer. Now that's the first loshen of our Gemara. So when it comes to chotzer, everybody agrees only the avir. If he uses the loshen dirta, everybody agrees that it includes the batim. And the machloikis is v'gabi darta, whether it includes batim or not. But there's a second lashon ikadi amri back to the Gemara Amar Rava. Iti amale darta to kuli amale pligi de bati mashma. If you use the word darta, not like the first lashon, which is a machloikis by darta, everybody agrees by darta that darta and dirta and dirta and darta, it's all the same thing. It includes batim because both of them, the etymology of the word darta and dirta means dira, dira, residence. You live there. You don't live in a chotzer. You live in a bayis. Bayis is included. So keep with the machlekes. Domle chotzer. Oh, the lashon of our mission when he says chotzer. Marsova chotzer avira mashma. Or marsova kechatzar hamishkan. One of them says you sell a courtyard. A courtyard means a courtyard. That's what a courtyard is. It's a chotzer. The other one says no. It's like chatzar and mishkan. What means chatzar and mishkan? Just like the Torah tells us that there was a chatzar of 100 by 50, and inside the chatzar you have the oil moed and the Kurdish kadoshim and the mizbeach, etc. And therefore that's all considered to be part of the chatzar and mishkan. So the chatzar, the chatzar and mishkan includes everything. So here too, when a person sells a regular courtyard, he includes everything inside the courtyard that belongs to him, including the batim, boyer, shichanim, oris, etc., with the exceptions set forth in our Mishnah. And Rishbam says, this Lashon, of course, is a much easier Lashon to learn in our Mishnah, because here we don't have to add any parentheticals. All we're saying is like it says beferish in the Mishnah. The Dart and Dirta include Batim. What about Chotzer? Oh, that's already Machloikis. Tanakama says Batim, yeah. And Ablezer says Batim Nisht, only Avira Shel Chotzer. So if you look now at the next Rishbam, I skipped a couple of Rishbams. Now skip two lines there too. And you get to a pinto umistavra. It's the second word from the beginning of the line, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Umistavra kahai lishna basra. It's more logical and reasonable to learn our Mishnah like the second Lashon. That the machloikis was when he used the word chotzer. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah doesn't say darta. The Mishnah doesn't say dirta. The Mishnah says chotzer. The hilkach loishna amale dirta. The loishna amale darta. According to the Tanakama, Mocher es Abatim. But according to Reb Lazer, if you said dart and dirta, batim are included. If you said the word chatzer, it's only the avira shel chatzer. Good. The Amar of Amrav Nachman. Machaloi chultzis u'metzula. What happens if a person sells two things to someone else? One thing is a chultzis and one thing is a metzula. What's a chultzis? What's a metzula? A chultzis, explains Rishbam, is similar to, or perhaps, that base chultzois that we're speaking about before. Such a sand which you can make from it glass. And metzula means that you're selling part of a river, part of a yam, but the purpose of selling the yam is not to sell so much the salt water, but rather the karkoyis hanor, where you have kesef v'zohav, you can go and mine from the bottom of the ocean silver and gold. And some say that the reason why he sold in the metzula is because he was selling in the fish inside the river. See, that's Rishbam. Again, the guy is looking at me, so...
Rights, basically.
So look around, again, 10 lines from the bottom of the Omid. Mitzula, in the middle of the line, Mitzula karkoyis anar, the seabed, the bottom, or the riverbed on the bottom. Shemitzim by Kesef Zov, there's an established storage there of Kesef Zov.
Mining rights,
mineral rights, all those things. Or it could
coal
be that there. Or it could be that there was a shipwreck from 200 years ago and they find now Kesef Zov. Yes, salvage rights, exactly. The age before ship the dog, we're just talking about fish. Okay, fine. Anyway, the point is he sold them two pieces of property. One from which he can go and make loss. And the other one from which he can go either mine silver and gold, or he can go and catch fish. Now obviously these are two different types of enterprises. Zoktach Rover Mem Nachman. Hechse b'chultzis, if he made a chazok in the chultzis, noal goda uporatz koshu, arofik baporta, like on a metzula, metzula is not included, he'd have to make a separate kinyan on the metzula. How would you go make a kinyan on metzula? You wouldn't make a rafik baporta in the middle of the water.
Yes,
but presumably, that wouldn't be a rafik baporta. That would be a gun to excavation. But presumably means that you make a small little gate, or you break open a gate. There may have been a gate around this metzula. If in fact it was such valuable mineral rights, then maybe there was a Mexican wall. Anyway, so he made a door into it, a door out of it, whatever. So if he made a metzula hechzik, a metzula kana chultzis. So these are mutual. If you make a chazak in the chultzis, it doesn't help for the metzula. If you make a chazak in the metzula, it doesn't help for the chultzis. For etimora eini, v'amar Shmuel, machaloi eser sodis be'eser medinois. If a person sold 10 properties in 10 different states or 10 different countries, as soon as he made a chazak in one of them, kana kulni was kaina all of them. You don't have to make a separate rafik baporta, separate chazak in each one of the properties. So in Bazoi, just like by the case of the 10 fields, it's enough to make one kinyan. Why don't you say the same thing with Gabi, the chultzis and metzula? Just make one kinyan. Everything on a hasim who decided the arachadu. Number one, first and foremost, the entire earth is one. So when I'm digging over here, it's as if I'm digging in Africa. Every time you're digging in one world. But more importantly for our Gemara, the kula chode tashmishti. In the case of Shmuel, all 10 fields were all agricultural in nature. So therefore, if you did a kinyan in one, it's as if you did a kinyan in all 10. Avalhacha, in our case, of the chultzis and metzula, hatashmish lechud, hatashmish lechud, these are two separate operations, two separate commercial enterprises. You cannot compare one to the other. Therefore, one kinyan will not help for the other kinyan. And that's the first lashon of the Gemara, and therefore the Gemara is distinguishing between the case of Shmuel, where you have 10 uniform fields in 10 different locations, and the case of Rav Ram Nachman, where you're talking about two properties which have separate identities, separate enterprises. Yes, ma'am.
Ten countries.
Yeah.
So that has more unity than two fields near each other. It's one glass, one is gold and silver.
Because Sadan de Arachadu, the whole world is connected. It's all one.
Is it the global economy?
Yeah.
But isn't the whole system Mitsula also connected to the world? I mean, isn't that?
So that's why I said that's the choyer, not the ikkah. The ikkah pshat is the chadu tishmish. In fact, we'll see mentioned in the Amr days. The Gemara doesn't even use the Sadan de Ar. The Gemara only talks about the tashmishta. The ikkah, the Amri, and there is another version to the story. Rav Ram Nachman. Hechzi v'chultis kana mitzula. Just like Mendy was all upset that the one kini wouldn't help for the other, according to the second lashon of Rav Ramnacha in Echanami, it does help for the other one. And just like Hechzi v'chultis kana mitzula, the same thing would apply. Hechzi mitzula kana v'chultis. That's what the Bach adds. Take the word pshit, of course. The Amr Shmuel machli es the son of es medinois. Once you made a kinyan in one of them, you're kind of everything is zochzicha. The Shmuel Mao the same mahasim who the son of the Arach Adul. It's all one. I'm sorry, Mendy, I said it. The more it does use it. My apologies. Hashem the son Arach Adul. Avol ha'cha tashmish lechud v'tashmish lechud. This one is separate tashmish, and this is achultis, and this is amitzula. Kamash Malan, that even though they are separate tashmishin, but it's no different lemaisin than the 10 sodis and the 10 medinois, that they're all part and parcel of sadna d'ara, all one world. Therefore, if you make a kinyan in one, you make a kinyan in the other. Right? And then you're happy, you like the ikadami better.
Satisfied.
Yep. Satisfied. Baruch Hashem. On to the next Mishnah. From the Rishbam of the Umar Aleph is mashman that he's not going to sadna d'ara chatu in our Gemara, because he. If you look at the Rishbam back on the Omid Aleph, Kimish Yachzeh Ba'achaz Ben Kona Kulan, and everybody have that four lines on the bottom. And the Farish Parakam the Kedush, you should also like to make Kulan, the Kim the Kibbo, etc. And then at the end of the next line, Ukin Mafarish Taim above a Kama, and the Gemara above a Kama explains the reason is the sign of the Chara Aru. Kol Nesodis Adukim Begofa Karaka Shul Oilam Shu Echad. Why is Rishbam saying that that's what it says in Bava Kama? It says in Ar Gemara too. It says in Ar Gemara Bava Basa. The reason is Sanad Ar Chadu. Why is it? It's Eitzachos that the Rishbam didn't have that kiyus Sanad Ara, which Lechoyda would make more sense, because when the Gemara is distinguishing between Shmuel's case and our case, the Gemara says those are one tashmish and these are separate tashmish. The fact that that's Sanad Ar, that it's all one earth, here's also one earth. Okay, this happens to be solid, this happens to be liquid, but the mice are the old bond parcels of the same earth.
It's Kesef and Zav in the ground. That's why according to the Dugim, but if it's the mineral rice, it's actually the mamish the ground.
Yeah, but that would be more difficult. What you're saying now adds new difficulties. What's the new difficulties? Because if you're saying that he's selling the Kesef and the Zav and the Dugim, those are metalklin. Then you'd have to talk about whether he's making kinyan agav or not. If you're saying he's making kinyan in the chultzis, and he's not kinyan the mitzula, that would be shaykh to say, your kinyan agav, this kinyan agav. However, back, if you're talking about mitzula, what is he making the kinyan in? According to you, he's making the kinyan in the kesef zov, and or in the dogim, certainly wouldn't be able to be kinyan of the karka together with that.
Because
he can't have a reverse agaf. You can only have it. So the choyra, we're talking about selling him the water, and the water is considered to be mechuba the karka, and therefore is a din of karka, and you, the choyra, should be able to make a kinyan one. In fact, according to the second lashon, that's what you do. You make a chazok in one, and that helps the chazok of the other. A chazaka in the metzula, chazaka in the chultzis. So the chayyur, everything is considered to be karkoisi. Anyway, on to the next mishnah. Zok the mishnah vayte. Hamoicha beis abad. What happens if a person sold now a beis abad? A beis abad is an olive press from which you get oil. Says our mishnah, mocher seyam v'yesa mamu v'yesa psulois, avloi mocher eso avirim v'yesa galgul v'yesa koyr. Certain things are included. Certain things are not included. What's the definition of the yam, the mamul, the psulois? The Gemara Mechem will address that as soon as we get to the Gemara. If he didn't just go and say, I'm selling you the Beis Abad, he's saying the Beis Abad and everything in the Beis Abad. Then everything is included, not only the yam, the mamul, and the psulois, but also the avirim, the galgal, and the koira. Reb Lazar Oimer, Hamoicher Beis Abad, Mocher is a Koira. Person who sells a Beis Abad, the Koira is included. Not like the Tanakh Kama says that Koira is not included. Says Reb Lazar, Koira is included. Why is it included? The Koira is metalklin, as we'll see. Why?
Right,
so that's going to be. That's what Rashbam says. That's what the Gemara is going to tell us at the very end. Mitchell, we'll see that shortly. Yes, Mendy. One hour.
Isn't price indicative? What he's selling?
Oh, you fake zeh good. Why don't you go and say that the mois moidim or the dom moidim? So Rishbam asks your kasha. If you go back to the Omer Aleph, right before Gemara, six lines of the wide lines. See, it's six or seventh wide lines. You have a dot. The dom moidim. You see that dom moidim?
So where are you?
The same on Samach Zayin Omer Aleph. If you go three, six, seven lines into the wide lines, okay, you see what says Gemara.
Yes.
Right before Gemara, go back 10 words. The domim moidim lek lemeimar, You have the many osses when it comes to karkois. Yeah, Nochmu. Seventh line.
Right before the Mishnah, right before the word Gemara.
Right before the word Gemara.
The word Gemara in the Rashi.
The line begins. Ah, my dam and my diem. Lekalameim and the ina no lekarkois. See, mamish mechamet your kasha. Ah, givaldik. Only thing you have to ask is what happens if he's charging double or triple. Remember, there's a famous toisus. The toisus says that even though ain I know the karkois, if that's up to 50%, once you go above 50%, then there is a no. Not everybody holds away. It's a machlokes b'shoyin. So according to that, toisus, what would you do with our mishnah? If a person's paying for, not only talking about the base of bat, going back to the chotzer. A chotzer without batim, a chotzer with batim, presumably is a major differential in price. Right? A chotzer with batim, a chotzer without batim is a major difference in price. So it could be double, triple, whatever. You have big bias in a chotzer. Anyway, and you have to see what the toisus would hold. Toisus over here is silent. You have to see what the Mepharshim say according to that choice that holds 50%. You already have a no, even by Karkois. Anyway, back to our Mishnah. Zukta Mishnah, Amoicha Beis Abad. A person sold a olive press, he sold the yam, the mamal, and the psulois, but not the avirim, the galgal, and the kaira. Zukta Imara, what are all these strange terms? Zukta Imara, yam is a tlafcha. Vus heist a yam, vus heist a tlafcha. So if you look in the Rishbam, about 10 lines before the wide lines, you see it says, Gemara tlafcha. He areva. Areva means like a large, large basin. But here we don't mean a basin. Here we really mean a large enclosure in which you would put in all of the olives for purposes of kvetching them. Shekoyre might. Now what's the reason why it has such a funny name, tlafcha? Because it's agula, it's round. Kadasha like a lentil. The adasha karila babraisim the sexus of Zora adasha metagamina and tlufchen. So since adasha makot tlufchen, the tlufchen means that the areva, this large enclosure where you put the olives in for purposes of pounding them and grinding them and kvetching them, that since it has the shape of adashim, which are called tlufchim, it's called a tlafcha. Good, so that's the yam in which you hold all of the olives. Nevus ha'is mamal. Omer ababar mamal. And this reminds us, of course, of the Maritz Chayis on Daf Chof Hei in Mesechta Bo Metzia, that says occasionally we find in Shas that the name of the individual is similar to the halacha.
Yitzchak Migdala.
The specific Gemara over there is Yitzchak Migdala. What's Yitzchak Migdala? He says that if you find three coins out in the street and they are kmigdal, meaning a larger coin, a smaller one, and a very small coin. In our case, you have the half dollar or a quarter. On top of that, they would have a nickel, and on top of that, you have the penny. Right? It's ironic that right? Anyway, but if they happen to be kmigdals or Yitzchak Migdala, it's not an Aveda. It's considered to be that someone, he put it there, and it's a simon, and therefore you cannot take it, leave it. Anyway, it's Ayla Metzias Daf Chof Hei. Zok, but it's Chayis, how did he get the funny name of Yitzchak Migdala? Because since he said this halacha legabe hilchas migdal, everybody knows, oh, this is Rabbi Yitzchak from the migdal halacha. So, could be that this Rabbi Abba, he was machadish for us what a mamul means, as we'll see in a moment. That's how he got the name of Baba Bar Mamul. Or it could be, perhaps even more logically, that Rabbi Abba Bar Mamul's father was called mamul because he was an olive presser. He was in the business of olive pressing. That's how he got the name mamul. And mamul, as we'll see, was one of the key ingredients or one of the key parts of the press in the olive press. Up lemaisa vus mein der mamul. So you want a mafrachta. The vus heißt a mafrachta. So we go again back to the Rishbam, five lines before the wide lines. Mamul umre baba bar mamul mafrachta. Even nekuva shemachnisin bo eitz. It's an even nekuva. It's a stone that has in it a hole that you put an eitz in it. Umefarchen bo hazeisim bebeis abad. Dainedumia de machteshes. Okay, we're going to see the picture shortly. Our good friend Reb Uri is going to show us shortly the picture. That picture does not relate yet to what we're talking about because there are three processes when it comes to making olive oil. What are the three processes that you have to go through with in making olive oil? First, you go through a pounding. You go and pound on it like with a mortar. You pound on the olives. Number two, then you go and you grind the olives, and then number three, then you go and squeeze the olives, and then you get the olive oil out. So you're wondering, how do I know so much about processing olive oil? It's all in the Rishbam. The Rishbam, however, is later on in the Sugya. If you look at the Rishbam, it's about halfway down the wide lines. It's towards the beginning of the line. Harechayim hatachtoina. Everybody has a Harechayim hatachtoina. Maybe it's 10 lines into the wide line.
Right before the Mishnah.
Right before the Mishnah. Well, it's not right before. It's two. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Harechayim hatachtoina. Zut Rishbam. Kivuahi. Number one, it is stuck to the ground. It's attached. V'toichlam bazesim. Now says Rishbam. Shibet chila, the first thing is mafarach and oisim mafrachois. What you do is you go and pound on the olives to go and kind of break them. That's number one. V'yakach toichnen berichaim. Then you go and grind it up in the mill. V'yakach. And the third thing is oitzen oisim beisabad mekvetch this. You go and squeeze it to go and get at all of the olive oil. So now, this, going
so
back to this,
really is only the final function.
No, the Beis Abad has everything.
Beis Abad has everything in it?
Everything in it. It has from beginning to end. So the first thing that they did was, said the Rishbam, first they do the Mefarchin. That Mefarchin, that's what the Rishbam is referring to in the Rishbam that we're learning right now. That how they Mefarch it? By putting it under an Evan Nekuva, which had in it an eight, Mefarchin Boazet, Beis Abad, and doing the Machteshes. It's similar to Machteshes. That you pound on it. You hammer it.
The first Shemesh for the Menorah, the second Shemesh for the
Menachos. The Rashi in this week's Parsha brings it again, even though we already had it back in Shemos, when we were talking about the Shemen Zay Zoch. It's got to be the first. Kosis Lamor, the first one.
The first one.
That's for the Menorah. For the Menorah. But for the Menachos, you're allowed to go and take the second and the third one as well. Okay, anyway, I'm Barashi. Beginning back to our Gemara now. So now we know what a Mamel is. A Mamel is that first process where you have the Evan, the Kuva, and you go and pound it with the Evan, the Kuva. Then you have the Psulais. What's then Psulais? The Mishnah said the Psulais are included. Rav Yochanan Kluntzoi Shel Erez. These are the two pillars, two poles that you stick into the ground and presumably are attached to the ground, made out of cedar wood, which hold up the koira. Now for this we're going to go, and Uri and Barry are going to go and show us the pictures that they have in the picture booklets, particularly in the art scroll. If you want to go and see, can I show everybody? Is that okay? You have over here on the side two pillars. Those pillars are called psulais, and they're holding up this koira. This koira is here on top, and as we're going to see in a moment, you use it like you're screwing something. You're screwing something on or off.
He
has a different picture.
Let's see
what
the
picture. The Pirushai has a different picture.
He has the two poles are here, and this is the koira goes over here, and this is how it screws it down. So it's a different. This is version 2.0, and this
it's
is
the same concept.
It's the same concept. Right. This might have been a new and improved.
Well, maybe it's older than X-proofed. Anyway, the other Rishna. Anyway, so how does Rishbam referring to it? Let's look at the Rishbam.
I'll send it.
Anyway. You've heard, of course, of the expression, the Twin Towers. Maybe he's a Leah Mashalim. You have over here, too, that these Klunzeis are also, Rishbam says, are called twins. Right. See, if you look at the Rishbam, the first wide line, Klunzeis, Oysen Shini'atz and Baroy Shagas Mikan Mikan, you go and stick it into the ground. The Vav, he leaves out a word over here. What's the Vav? Baretz, Vagas. You go and stick them into the ground, these klunzeis. Beroish hagas at the front of the gas, we can from both sides. And you make holes, one corresponding and parallel to the other. Now you go and put them, other types of poles between these two pillars. These two pillars are standing, then you have poles in between. And you put the koira, that's going to be the final beam that you use for the kvetching, that's held up on the briach, and we'll see in a moment that you screw it up and screw it down until it goes down, and you pick it up. Which means to oimen, these are the twins. The klunzeis are the twins. The eshbekoyish koyin shurishish achoyis. These are the sister beams. Because they're called the sister beams, or they're called the twins, that's how it gets the name psulais. Having nothing to do with a psula, but you think of it as two sisters, these two sister beams. You could think of it as two brother beams. Anyway, but these are two beams which are sticking in the ground, pillars which are holding up the brichim, the poles, and those brichim are holding up the koira which is the ultimate beam which you kvetch with that, the olives down below. Anyway, so this is the psulais. And then we get to the avirim. Avirim are kivshi. Nevus means kivshi. Says Rishbam, these are nasorim shenoisim ala zeisim bebeis sabad. Kishimoirina koira leyen, likhavshan. Which means, we think of the koira that that directly touches the olives and squeezes them. That's not correct. On top of the olives you have boards or planks, called nasorim, or in our Gemara they're called kivshi. And what happens is that the koira now lands on top of those planks or boards, and you keep on pressing it, screwing it tighter and tighter until it goes further and further, until it squeezes it more and more. But there is no direct contact between the koira and the olives. It's the koira on top of the nasarim, on top of the kivshi. And maybe the word kivshi comes from the Yiddish word to kvetchen. They go and kvetch, they squeeze the olives down below. The galgal is the chumrisa. Galgal, of course, means a wheel. And the Rishbam says, the article calls it the screw. That you screw it up and down, up and down.
It's a machine. So hold the pressure in place to kvetch it out.
Exactly, to kvetch it out. And finally, koira is a koira. Of then you don't need a bal koira to tell you what a koira is. A koira means, of course, a beam. A koira is called a koira, in Hebrew and in Aramaic. Good. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. So now that we know the definitions of all of these terms, what's the reason why the first three are included and the last three are not included? Again, because the yam, the mamal, and the psulais are all attached. Therefore, the part of the karka, the mechuber, those are sold. But the abirim, the galgal, and the koira, all of these are detachable. These are, by definition, metaltalin. Therefore, they are not included. Tana Rabbanan. We have a braisa which expands a bit on this. Now these nasorim, that's why we're having the help of the Rishbam. We have the help of Barry Amendi. We have the help of the contradictory, conflicting pictures from the Pirush Chai and from the Art Scroll. It's all because it's difficult. Yeah. Anyway, here it says nasorim are included. Now before we said nasorim are the same thing as kivshi. And kivshi, we said before, is the definition of the word avirim. And the word avirim, we said in the Mishnah, is loy mochas avir. The avirim are not included. And the avirim are kivshi, and kivshi are nasarim. And here we're saying nasarim are included. So it seems that there is a machlekes avir. Says Rishbam, no machlekes. These are different nasarim than the kivshi that we're talking about. What type of nasarim are these? These, says Rishbam, are stuck to the side. They are part and parcel of the yam. And they are like a frame that hold the olives down, so that when you clutch them, they shouldn't all jump up. They stay in place. If you look at the Rishbam, the fifth of the wide lines, Zok to Rishbam, Einam kivshi. Don't even think that these are the kivshi that we had before. Dim kain tikshi amasis, and then you have a stira. The hotzim tani loy mochar, vachitani mochar. Elahin kein nasorim nisunim soviv hazesim the base habad. These are like structures which enclose and frame and hold back the zeisim mevesibad kineshli yispazru ona ba'ona the hichber akoyra lein. After all, when the koyra comes down, each one of the olives says to each other, "Let's make macha pleita. Let's run out of here." So these nasarim hold it in place. The near ba'enashim mechubarim sham, that they're in fact attached to the walls of the base habad. Kvumim sham la'olam, and therefore that's why they are included, like all the other things which are mechubar are included. So don't make a mistake and think nasarim are kivshi. Those nasarim are detachable. These nasarim are not. V'yes ha'yikovim. Now the word yekev, explains Rishbam, is really a borrowed term. You don't normally use a yekev when you're talking about olives. You usually talk about it when you're talking about a wine press. And says Rishbam, that it's a hainu yam hachakukuk asuya ke'en yekev. Meaning, this is, you initially start off with the olives in this large enclosure called the yam, the tlafcha. Now the problem is, after you kvetch out the olives, you have all of this oil. Where does that oil go to? You don't leave the oil there. You want the oil to pour off from the yam and pour off into something else. Oh, that thing, that's something else. That's called the yekev. It pours out into the yekev. This is mafrechois. That's the Evan Chalula that we started off at the very beginning, talking about the mamul, Reb Abba my mamul, the mafrachta, and that's where the Rishbam gets into that initially you pound on the olives before you grind them, before you squeeze them, and that's the mafrechois. V'yas Rechaim, Rechaim, that's 30, the mill in which you grind it. And here it says, our Mishnah, our Gemara says, Tachtoinois, but that's the Chayim mistake. The Bach says, Rechaim HaTachtoino, which is the Girsa of the Rishbam as well. The lower portion of the Rechaim, which is attached to the ground, that is included. Avloy Elyoina, because the Elyoina, by definition, is removable, it's detachable, it's metaltalin, not included in the base of Bat. Ubezman Shomle, Huv Chomash Besoychoi, Arikulum Mechurim. Then they're all included. But the avirim and sakin and matzufin are not included, even if he says who v'chol mashu b'saychei. This again seems to be in contradiction of our Mishnah, because the Mishnah lists avirim, galgal, and koira, and it says bismachu amaluhu v'chol mashu b'saychei harikulim mechurin. So the avirim are included, and here we're saying the gabbai the avirim that they are not included. Benkach loy machas avirim. So in fact, the Bach changes the girsa of our Gemara, where it says Rechaim HaTachtoinah. So you have that base by the Rechaim HaTachtoinah. And if you look, there's a fairly long Bach over here on the left-hand side, third line from the top. This Rechaim HaTachtoinah, then skip about five lines. The Nisha Metzidoi, that Svarim Achirim, Loi Macha, Loi Yisavirim, Loi Yisasakim, Loi Yisamatzufin, Obis Mancha, Loach Mancha, Toichoi, Yari Kulim Mechurim. So therefore, this new girsa reverses and doesn't say that the Hu V'chom Mashu B'Soichai precedes the words Le'imachar Es Avirim V'Es Asakin, but to the contrary, it follows after Avirim Sakin and Matzufin. Bismanch Amalei Hu V'chom Mashu B'Soichai. Even the Avirim Sakin and Matzufin are included, and this is now consistent with our Mishnah, when the Mishnah also said Le'imachar Es Avirim Bismanch Amalei Hu V'chom Mashu B'Soichai. Then the Avirim are included, and so the Sakim and Matzufim would also be included. What a Sakim and Matzufim? A Sakim and Matzufim are both things to go and transport either the olives or the oil from one place to the other. One is a sack, and a Matzuf is made out of leather, and therefore these are for transportation purposes. So if you didn't say anything, these are metalic. We say, oh, Matzuf is Soichai, then they're also included. Is included. I koira is detachable. It's metaltalin. This is what Barry was saying before. After all, why is it called an olive press? Because you press the olives. What presses the olives? The koira is what kvetches, what squeezes the olive. That's the ikr of the press. So they go and say, I sold the whole press and I left out the press. So therefore, the press is included. Rabbi Yisai, givaldik according to the blessing. Okay. Zok to Mishnah. Hamoiches a base of merchets. A person is selling a base of merchets. I know our Mishnah just says merchets, but the Rishbam adds the word base of merchets. Person sells a base of merchets. Loi moches an asorim v'es asafolim v'es habalonios. So once again, you have certain things which are metalton, which are not included. What an asorim? Asorim, we said already before, are boards or planks. What were these used for? After a person went to the base of merchets, he would stand on top of the planks. One of two reasons. Number one, either because the ground underneath his feet was very hot, and therefore he had these nasarim which would act as an insulator, it wouldn't be so hot. Or it could also be that the floor was dirty. Why was it dirty? Because people are washing and all the rest, so there's some dirt on the ground. Or at least it's very wet on the ground. So you have these, and then in fact most mikvahs today also have either pads, or they have mats, or they have slippers, or this, that, the other thing, so that people should, their feet should be dry when they come out, or whatever. Okay, anyway. So these nasarim are not included. Safolim are also not included. What are safolim? Rishbam says, "Losetan mayim lirchoitz umetalklin." These are basins which you would fill with water, and you would use those for purposes of washing. In other words, you transport the water from mechlais from this to that. You'd wash with it anyway. It's transportable. It has a locha of metalklin. The esabalonios. Even today in Eretz Yisrael, they call the gabuim that are in charge of the mikvahs. They call them a balan. What does the balan supply? Not only the mikvah services, but also a towel. It says Rishbam that Balonius over here is referring to towels. Towels. Towels are not included. You buy a base of merchants, it has an inventory of 500 towels. The towels are not included. You want the towels? You gotta pay for the towels. They are separate. Then you have all of the normal things that you would use. You'd have the planks, and you would have the boards, and you'd have the basins, and you'd have the towels. All would be sold as part of the base of merchants. However, If you have an inventory of large storages of water or large storage houses of eitzim to go and heat up the water, those are not included. That's like inventory. If you buy a person's business, even today you have, of course, the people buy businesses one from the other. You have to pay separately for the inventory. You know, the business of selling, that he has this store and you want to go and take over the store, isn't tight. A going concern. Oh, however, the inventory, that's something separate. So this is inventory of mine and mates, and that's not included. So, Kimar. Taraban. Oh, the actual metalklin is not included. But the base on the sun, the base of Yekamin, base means a special closet or a special shed that was attached to the merchitz in which you kept the nesarim. Nesarim again are those boards and planks, or the yekamim. What size the yekamim? So Rishbam says two pshatim, either one matzniim by agigi or shmesim by mayim chamin, that they put over there the hot water heaters in which they heated up the water. But Rishbam says I don't like that pshat, but rather that it's talking about a sudr that they would put on their heads in the choyim merchitz, something like a turban of sorts that a person would wear in the base of Merchitz. The base of Merchitz apparently was very, very hot. So he put this sudra on his head, probably to get the sweat, to absorb the sweat or something like that.
You dip it in cold water.
Okay.
You take a hot towel, you put it in.
You make a compress. Okay. Exactly. Now you get fine. So that's what this base here comment is. We're not talking about the actual compressors themselves. We're talking about the housing for the yekamim, the closets, the shed, the esbeis hasafolim, the bais in which you kept the seifel. The seifel are the basins. The esbeis havilois. What is exactly bais havilois? So Rishbam, in fact, has a different gears as well. Filois means, if you look, this is Rashbam, goes back on the Mishnah. It's about seven lines from the bottom of the Mishnah, from the bottom of the Gemara. Filois, Masach Keneged HaPesach. This is a curtain. Filinera, like a vilon. Filinera, Beged Shemistapkin Boy Dahin Aluntis. This is the towels that we spoke about before. So therefore, even though the towels themselves, our Mishnah calls them the balonios, but here the Mishnah and the other gears was vilois, so the towels themselves are not sold, but the where you kept the towels, that was sold. Avlunisar Matzman, again, not the boards, but like Yekamen Atzman, not the turbines, the compresses, like the Falam Atzman, and not the bases, like Veloiz Atzman, and not either the curtains, or the towels. Those were not sold, but the closets, the sheds, were sold. And then everything is included. The breichos, those pools, those storage places where you're holding the water, those are not included, even if you say komashim b'soicha. Bein b'yemoisach chama, bein b'yemoisach shav. What's the difference between the summer month and the winter month? Says the Tap Rishbam, because during the summer month there isn't a very big inventory of water. Shein mu'at, because in Eretz Yisrael, in the Middle Eastern countries, it doesn't rain during the summer, so the amount of water stored up is relatively small. I would think the bottle got be merchitz. It should be included. Should be bottle. No komashlon. It's not bottle. It's not sold. V'loy beis kinus eitzim. And the place where you had the storage for the wood, also, that is not sold. The Imam Aloy, Beis Mechitz, Kol Tashmishav, Ani Moichalach, he didn't say Kol Mashav, Soichach, Kol Tashmishav, Kol Mechur, then everything is sold, even the Kinnis Eitzim, and even the water, etc. Ha'ud Yom Aloy, Chabre, person said to his Chabre, Beis Abad, Kol Tashmishav, Ani Moichalach. So now the Gemara is kind of switching channels a little bit, because by the Beis Abad, we only use the expression Hu v'chol mashu b'soichai. The first time that we use the word tashmishim is here by the merchitz. So this person sold the base about and all of its tashmishim. So now the question is: Have the hanu chanvasa? There were these chanoyos. Chanoyos are stores avroi outside. The havishutchu bahu shumshmi. That where if you had shumshmim, sesame seeds were lying there to dry out. So Rashi Rishbam explains. If you look at the Rishbam, parallel to our Gemara. Chanvasa, chanoyos, lumkor boy, pas v'yayin.
Candy store attached to the.
It was a candy store where they sold bread and wine. Shetochu bar, shotchu bar, shumshmi liyavshan. They had over there also sesame seeds from which you produce oil and you dry them out. Kedilas is men shemen bebeisabad. After they would lie there on the counter or in the back of the store or whatever for a day, a week, a month, it dried out. Then you would go and ship them to the beisabad to go and kvetch them to make oil. Shemin, Shemshemin. We talk about Shemshin, Shemin of Shemshemin. Aval Ikav Hashmishon Limkar Pas V'Yayin. It was mainly, Barry says it was mainly a candy store, or mainly a Pas V'Yayin store, but also they had some shumshmi over there. So now the person sold to his chav at the base. So now you had these chanvasa that had in them the sesame seeds. The question is, are these also sold together with the base of us the kabbat of Yosef Amalei Tanin? We learned. So then this would also be included. Aha. Okay. No, that they would not be included. To see what's going on. Elam Ravashi, Chazina. I omelei bai is based about b'chol tashmishav. V'ilei matzrona koni. V'iloi loi koni. If you remember the beginning of our perek, we said that by adding the magic words, ilan mitzrona, which are unnecessary words, that was for the purpose of giving a yipui koyach. So if a person says based on b'chol tashmishav and ilan mitzrona, then he even sold the chanvasa with the shumshami seeds in them, because by adding words ilan mitzrona, he wanted to go and add a yipakoyach. However, if he didn't add those words, he just said based on b'chol tashmishav, then in fact the chanvasa with the shumshami would not be included in the sale of the beis habad. We do a minyan, yeah. Reb Chanani min akasha oimer, ratzei kodesh bar.